Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the road to bankruptcy, default, and chaos. It is a socialist road. We are going to view it through the eyes of two nations, Argentina and Venezuela. We can't discuss the destruction of these economies without discussing their leaders. First, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been president of Argentina since April 2007. She was re-elected to a second term in October 2011. Cristina, as her supporters call her, is now 60 years old. She's a lawyer, but more importantly, she has been a dedicated socialist her entire life. She was active in a socialist organization, the Peronist Youth, while at the university. While a student there, she met her future husband, Néstor Kirchner. In 2003, Mr. Kirchner was elected president of Argentina. In December 2007, Cristina began her own term as president, facing many challenges: inflation, union demands for higher wages, controversy and corruption within the government, utility companies' demands for higher prices, low credit availability for private borrowers, negotiations for defaulted foreign debt looming on the horizon. In my view, these problems were caused by the debasement of the Argentine currency and its decline relative to the dollar and the euro, so that black market exchanges were commonplace. They were more advantageous for those holding dollars or euros, that is, mostly tourists and business people, than using the official government exchange offices. The black market cut out the government propaganda. It showed the currency for what it really was. So Cristina's solution to the black market was make black market exchange a crime. Such draconian measures are usually the first socialist answer when their policies ruin an economy. Right now it appears that Argentina is on a road to bankruptcy. Cristina tried to get out of paying the bonds due creditors soon after her election, but it didn't work. On September 29th of this year, a U.S. federal court judge found the Argentine government in contempt for trying to reissue and relocate the debt from the default in 2001, amounting to $132 billion. Argentina was successful in refusing to pay most of the bondholders. They agreed, as financial people say, to take a haircut, but some holdouts refused the haircut. They would not take less than 100% up front, and they sued in federal court in America. The presidential elections in 2015 will either be held with Argentina in default or having paid its debt, which the country does not have the money to do. Cristina is term limited out and cannot run again, so someone else will inherit her socialist nightmare. She has reacted to the financial problems of her nation by enacting measures that, of course, make the problems much worse, such as wage and price controls, which create shortages and pin up inflation. When the Argentine currency was collapsing and farmers could get more for their products by exporting them, she banned their exports, thus destroying the country's best industry, beef farming. She ranted and raved and blamed everyone but herself. She said that ISIS assassins wanted to kill her because she was friends with the Pope. Then she said the U.S. was plotting to kill her, not ISIS. She rejected paying the bondholders and referred to the judge as senile. Most recently, she went to the U.N. and gave a speech there, blaming everything on the Jews, a convenient target, especially at the U.N. Quoting from her speech, quote, "The Jewish institutions that always support us, they turned against us. When we signed the agreement of cooperation with Iran, it seemed that the internal and external demons were unleashed. Jewish institutions who had accompanied us turned against us. When we decided to cooperate, they accused us of complicity with the state of Iran," end quote. Opposition candidates jumped on this and accused her of, quote, "being out of touch with reality." Hillary Clinton, while she was Secretary of State, once asked in a diplomatic cable leaked to the press, quote, "How does stress affect her? her behavior toward advisors and or her decision making, end quote. Well, Hillary also asked that whether or not Christina was on medication. Well, in fairness to Christina, she is at the end road of a socialist disaster that has ruined many a country. Everything she does only makes the problems worse, and that's because socialism doesn't work, and socialist solutions to socialist problems make those problems worse. A few free market economists could probably help her, but she hates everything non-socialist. So, goodbye, Argentina. Christina follows in the footsteps of her good friend and mentor, Hugo Chavez, in Venezuela. Hugo is now dead, but he was succeeded in April 2013 by someone even worse, Nicolas Maduro. Lacking the Chavez charisma, wit, and charm, and actual concern for the Venezuelan people, Maduro has led the country to collapse and chaos. There is no money and nothing to buy if there was any money. In just about a year and a half, which must be some kind of record, this man has destroyed the Venezuelan economy. And this is the model that Christina uses. Many countries in Latin and South America are on the edge of a socialist catastrophe. Venezuela is simply the biggest, most populous, and worst of the disasters. These countries have no computer money, as does the United States, and no more credit. The American empire that used to control these people is crumbling around the edges. We can no longer control the fringes of the empire. That means strong immigrant force moving north, in my opinion, especially from Venezuela. We better get a leader in this country who will build a good fence and defend this country, and pretty quick, or we are going to follow them. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.